In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we're continuing with the three appeals. This is Luisa's appeal. She says this as we begin. Now a word to all of you. So now Luisa has been talking to Jesus, and now she's talking to us. This is what she's going to ask of us. She loves us very, very much. Jesus said to Luisa, like a mother superior, you are now a mother to the little children, the holy divine will. We'll get into that later of how Luisa becomes, a mother to us. And just like a mother superior, but even more than that, she says, to everyone who is going to read these writings, okay, this is what she's going to ask. I pray you. She's praying. She's pleading with us. I supplicate you. She's begging us. She says to receive with love that which Jesus wants to give to you. So this book of heaven, Jesus tells Luisa, he, the Lord God Almighty, from the beginning of time, knew that each and every one of us was going to have this book. This book was placed in our hands by Jesus himself. It doesn't matter which human gave this to you. This was planned by God that you have this book. And this is why she says, I pray you, I supplicate you to receive with love that which Jesus wants to give to you, which Jesus has placed in your hands. And that is, he wants you to receive his most holy divine will, the way Adam had it before the fall, the way Jesus, the new Adam, lived it, the way Mary, the new Eve, lived it, the way they gave this divine will to Luisa. Jesus wants you to possess this new and abundant life, but it's really not new. It's the oldest thing. It's the oldest gift. It's the first gift that God gave to mankind, to be in God's image and likeness. But to give you his most holy divine will, Jesus wants something in return. He wants your human will. Otherwise, the divine will not be able to reign in you. This is something that's very, very important. We were never to live in our human will. That was where God was to dwell. Jesus explains this to Luisa in detail as you read. God wanted all of the universe for man to live. But for God to live, excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Oh, thank you. Sorry. My nose. For God to live, God wanted to live in our human will. That's where God wanted to reign. He says, I created the whole universe for man, but the human will for God. And when Adam sinned, he said to God, get out. I want to be in charge. That was the original sin. Casting God out from the holy of holies of his soul. Jesus says, if you want this great gift of the divine will, give me back your human will so I can reign in you the way I originally planned. Give me back your human will, because when you're in charge of your human will, you worry, you're fearful, you're anxious, you're complaining, you're negative, you're doubting, you're sinning. Jesus says, I don't want that anymore. If you want to live in my divine will, surrender everything to me. Give me your human will, and I will give you the divine will. So this is what Luisa says. He says, otherwise, he says, Jesus can't reign in you. He cannot reign in you if you are living in your human will. Then Luisa says this. If you only knew with how much love my Jesus wants to give you this greatest gift that exists both in heaven and on earth, which is his most holy divine will. Okay, so here's the secret. The greatest gift that God can give humanity is his divine will. It's greater than heaven and earth. God is going to give back to mankind what Adam lost. Now, this is what he says to Luisa. If a baby falls into a well and falls at the bottom of the well, broken and bleeding, the parents are very upset. The parents are devastated. He says, when Adam sinned, that's what happened with the triune God. Their child lost, fell. Jesus and Mary come to earth to redeem the child from the well, mankind from the well. Why? To give back life. And this is what he did. He gave back to Adam, gave back to us what Adam lost. Adam lost the universal life. Jesus and Mary come to earth to give us back the universal life, the Catholic life. There's not many religions. There's the universal life that God breathed into Adam. And now he says, we have redeemed mankind, but he's not back to where he was before the fall. That's what Jesus is doing now. Jesus is bringing us back to where Adam was before the fall. Think of Adam's DNA. What did Adam's DNA look like? Image and likeness of God. What does our DNA look like? Our fallen DNA, even though we have been redeemed, is to get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, die, and become food for worms. Jesus says, I don't want that anymore. Jesus says, now that you've begun the universal life, now he says the gospel of the kingdom is to be proclaimed to all the world. The kingdom of God is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father. So this is what Jesus says. I'm going to give to you the greatest gift that exists both in heaven and on earth. I'm going to give back to mankind this new and abundant life. Read these three appeals over and over and over. Listen to what Jesus is trying to tell us. It's very beautiful. There's nothing that can compare to this. So Luisa says, oh, Jesus, how many bitter tears you shed, because Jesus sees that by living in your human will, you drag on the ground. You are sickly. You are impoverished. You are not capable of maintaining a good resolution. How many have kept their New Year's resolution to this day? One that you made 10 years ago. One that you made 20 years ago. You're not capable of maintaining a good resolution. How many make a good resolution, a firm purpose of amendment after confession to avoid the near occasions of sin? We are not capable of maintaining a good resolution. And do you know why? Because Luisa says, the holy divine will of Jesus does not reign in us. Jesus wants to change that. Jesus wants us to be holy and happy again. The three promises to Abraham was to be freed from the enemy when Jesus died on the cross. The second promise, to be free to worship God without fear. Every one of us who receive Holy Communion, none of us are terrified. We are receiving the holy, holy, holy Lord God of sacred oath. None of us are terrified. The third promise is to become holy and righteous in God's sight all the days of our life. This is the divine will. Who is holy? God. Who is righteous? God. This third promise of Abraham is being established now on earth as it is in heaven. To be happy is to be holy. If you're not holy, you can't find happiness. Many people try to be happy in this life and end up in hell. The only happiness is holiness, and this is what God wants. So this is what's coming. He says this, Louisa said this. Oh, how Jesus cries and sighs over your lot. Jesus is sobbing. Jesus prays to make his divine will reign in us, in you. He wants to change your fortune from sick back to healthy, from poor back to being rich, from weak back to being strong, from mutable back to be immutable as Adam was, from slaves back to be kings. Jesus does not want great penances. Jesus doesn't want long prayers. Jesus, Louisa says, doesn't want anything else, but he wants his holy divine will to reign in each and every one of us. That our human will not be in charge, have no more life, but God's holy divine will have life in us. This is what God has planned. Louisa says, for pity's sake, please listen to Jesus. And then she says again, I, Louisa, am ready to give my life for each and every one of you. I'm willing to suffer whatever pain Jesus wants me to go through, provided that you open the doors of your heart, your mind, your soul to grant that the divine will of Jesus reign and triumph over the human generations. Jesus is asking us, he predestined us to live at this time to pray this same prayer with Louisa. Grant that the divine will of God reign and triumph over all human generations, that everyone begin to live this universal life that was breathed into Adam. This is what God has planned. This is why we are alive. Jesus is doing this. And all that he's asking of us, all that he wants, he says, would you give your fiat to this? Would you give your yes to this? Fiat. That's what God is looking for. So I'll end with a blessing. May the blessing of the wood of this cross on which the blood of Jesus flowed, may we all be freed of our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, and that we be divinely healed, and we ask that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.